Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Vocal Profiling Live. I am your host. You may recognize me as Sherry's sidekick, tall blonde Heather. Sherry's out on the road this week, on assignment, if you will, spreading the word about bioacoustics across America. That you are listening to a new song from, I hope I don't mispronounce this name, Yael Naim. I was just introduced to that song last week, and that's already one of my favorite songs. Thank you, Nikki, for that. For our listeners who aren't familiar with us, what we do here at Sound Health and on this show is mostly research using the frequencies of your voice. From a recording of your voice, what we call a voice print, we then run through our computer programs that will give us reports about a variety of things going on with your body. And sometimes during our broadcasts, we do this live on air. With me today to help me do this is a couple of our in-house practitioners and also practitioners with us all the way from Israel. Is that right? Okay, Oded, welcome. Nikki and Bailey, welcome. So over the past month, you may have heard us talking about our brand new BioDiet product. Since this is the spring and the time that comes for the bathing suits, I think it's the right time to release this program and talk about getting a little healthier and maybe losing a little bit of weight. So this is a special project started by Nikki. Nikki, can you tell us the story behind BioDiet?
BioDiet was designed for me. I was, I still am a little overweight, but I was over 50 pounds overweight, and I was miserable. And it didn't matter what I ate, it didn't matter if I exercised, it didn't matter what I did, I couldn't get rid of the weight. So we decided to try to find the reasons people retain weight and what we could do about it. And we came up with over 500 reasons. We decoded it and stuck it in a program, and now we want to help everybody lose weight.
And it's an awesome project, it's an awesome program. Before we get into more about that, I'm going to go to Bailey here, and she helps a lot with our classes, and we've got some upcoming classes where we teach you how to use these in other programs that we have. So what's the schedule look like, Bailey?
Well, coming up in April, we have a few preview classes, Wednesday the 9th from 6 to 7 p.m., that's Eastern Standard Time, and Wednesday the 30th from 4 to 5 p.m.
And how much do those cost?
What is the usual?
The usual charge is $50, but for our BBS listeners who are very special and near and dear to us, if you call us up or email us and tell us you're a BBS listener, we offer those at no charge.
Yay!
And Bailey, what kind of things does Sherry is actually the one who teaches this. She's the pioneer developer of our program, Sound Health, and all that is bioacoustics. What kind of things can you expect to learn from one of our preview classes?
Our preview classes include going through our beginning software. People see how we take the voice print, mm-hmm. how we measure the voice print, and we run their voice through one or several of our programs at that time. She always picks somebody who calls in to take the class to do a profile of. So whoever I think calls in first, she does their profile during the preview class, and she teaches you how to run the reports and analyze them. She also goes through the invoice program with them, too.
That's wonderful. That's, you know, the free profile is a wonderful thing to get in on if you can.
It's a $125 value.
Now, what kind of profiles does she usually do?
She does... She goes through nutrition. Sometimes she does a muscle profile. Nutrition shows you what nutrients in your body are high or low. And you can make the proper adjustments. Take that report to your health care professional, and he can recommend what you may or may not need. She'll do a muscle, which shows which muscles are weak or strong in your system, which is great for athletes.
Absolutely. If you're a coach or you're playing sports and you've got something going on with your muscles but you're not sure what, this program, can it help isolate what muscles are in stress?
Yeah, it does. It does. And then, I mean, you can take that to your chiropractor or your trainer, and they can prevent injury.
It seems like that would be a good program for a chiropractor or a trainer to have.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if you're any, you know, in one of these fields and are interested, by all means, you can go to our website. It's www.nutrasounds.com. Or you can call our office, 9 to 5, Monday through Friday. Somebody is always here and always ready to help you out. 740-698-9119. Okay, Bailey and I rudely interrupted your schedule there. What else we got?
For the professional courses, the level 1 course, the first one coming up is April 14th, and the level 2 would be the 14th through the 18th.
Now, what's the difference between the level 1 and the level 2?
Level 1 teaches you how to run our public program. excuse me. It doesn't include frequency. It teaches you how to run the nutrition program, the muscle program, the invoice program. It has a lot to do with the invoice program. That's our personality profiler. So it teaches you how to take the WAVE file, how to measure that and send it through our programs, and then how to run the report.
Now, the WAVE file is actually the recording of your voice, correct?
Yes, it's the voice print itself.
Okay.
And then the level 2 course is the week-long course, and it teaches you all that, and you get our big program that can really tell what's going on in your system. It's more than highs and lows. It's actual frequency that you can feed back to a person and train their body to heal itself. So the big course gives you the knowledge to come up with those numbers and put them together in a way that's going to help people feel better.
Okay, great. Oded, you are a long-time practitioner. Can you let our audience know what it's like, what they can expect going through a level 1 course, or level 2 course, I'm sorry, the professional course?
Would you like from my perspective, as a practitioner, well, I took it way back then in 92, and I found myself taking it also in recent years, because there's always new stuff coming in, there's always the need to update ourselves, and Sherry always provided. As a healer, you know, in other modalities, I find this incredibly fascinating, and definitely giving answers to things that other modalities couldn't really take care of it or give answers. So it's always challenging me to make somehow to tie up, you know, the other modalities with the sound. And always I basically found that the sounds always give me answers that I couldn't get from other things. So it always keeps amazing me, and it always keeps intriguing me for that. And there's so much more yet to come, I'm sure.
And we are always finding out new and wonderful things that bioacoustics can do. Nikki, going back to the bio diet program. So 2 weeks ago, Sherry was on another radio show, which she frequently is, called the Dr. Ben Joseph Show. And he has a wide audience of listeners who are interested in their own personal health. And we actually offered 10 free profiles, and we ended up with an overwhelming response. I think you guys did a total of how many profiles out of that audience?
Over 25.
And I heard y'all met some really wonderful, amazing people doing
that. We did meet some good people, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
Some people we didn't want to hang up because we just wanted to talk to them. They were so nice.
So when I say free profiles, can you describe the process that our listeners went through to have these profiles done?
Well, we used our public programs. We used the BioDiet, and we did some muscle and nutrition reports for people. We have a special conference phone we use that's the type of quality we need to take a good voice print. And we sat here in our classroom, and we called the people, we took their voice print, and we ran them through our programs and told them what was going on in their system.
And were these all BioDiet profiles?
There were several BioDiets, but we did some nutrition. I think we did one muscle. No, maybe we did one invoice.
Now, explain to me the difference between the BioDiet program and the nutritional program. Is those different?
The nutrition program evaluates what nutrients, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, cell salts, amino acids. Yeah, are working in your system. What's working and what's not. What's high, what's low.
Okay.
What's having trouble getting itself into gear and doing the right thing. The BioDiet evaluates why your body holds weight. Do you have a description there? You want to read it?
I have the official BioDiet description. And pardon me, but I'm going to have to read this to you. So hopefully this will clarify a little bit about how this works. BioDiet is a newly created addition to Sound Health's Bioacoustic Profiler series. It is designed to evaluate in terms of frequency why your body tends to pack on extra pounds, which is all a concern, you know, in the spring for almost everybody. Each individual retains weight for a myriad of reasons. The BioDiet database allows you to record a vocal sample, which is a recording of your voice, and use it to determine the underlying biochemical frequency equivalence that may be the cause for your weight issues. From the vocal profile created by the computer, nutritional needs can be determined that identify the ideal foods and supplement requirements for your body. Many people find that when their body receives optimal nutrition, cravings lessen and they are naturally drawn to healthier foods. Did you find that to be true in your process with working with a BioDiet?
Well, don't ask Bailey because I've been cheating a lot lately. but yeah, I used to go to the store and chips, and we ate cookie dough a lot of the time. Now I think about that and I want to kind of throw up, but now I'm drawn to things like salmon and vegetables, and we think about going out to eat, and I'm like, ew, where can I eat that it's not going to be fat and junk, because I just don't want it anymore.
Was that hard to do? Or
it wasn't.
Really?
It kind of came naturally. When my body got what it wanted, I just didn't want that stuff. I don't yearn for that stuff. Sometimes I do go get ice cream. And a lot of times if there's nothing else available, I'll eat something yucky. But I usually regret it because I can feel how it slows me down.
Feels affecting your body. Okay, the second step in the process involves using the BioDiet database. And the database is something that we here at Sound Health utilize from our research that we do. The database is used to assess the frequency equivalence for neurotransmitters, glands, and biochemical pathways that are in stress. Based on this information, sound presentation, which is when we give you your frequencies and your tones back to you, is employed in an attempt to entrain the body to produce the appropriate frequencies. A balanced diet and exercise would be beneficial but is not required because when the body's nutritional needs are balanced, cravings tend to disappear. The increased energy and mental clarity that results It just naturally makes you more active. When your body is receiving what it really needs, it makes you have more energy. And do you think, this sounds almost too good to be true. You don't have to exercise, is that right?
Well, I did exercise. It didn't help me lose weight. I was just dragging myself around all the time. I walked on the treadmill and I went up and down the stairs. Well, we had an expo in Texas, and I was doing good there at the hotel. I worked out there, but when we got back, we were busy with class and conference, and I just didn't get exercise into my schedule, and I still continued to lose weight.
So this is ideal for busy career people or family people. If you're a new mother with little children, this is probably the ideal situation for you.
And it's not painful at all. Like you said, I didn't have to mentally say, oh, I'm not going to eat cookies anymore. I didn't have to force myself not to eat what I wanted. It just happened.
That's amazing.
It just happened. And, I mean, you have to be consistent and, you know, take your vitamins and if you have tones, listen to those tones. But it's not as painful as, say, waiting for a box of food from the zone or whatever. And you don't have to torture yourself.
So you're not constantly investing in certain products and... Okay, so you're basically resetting your metabolic rate.
Yeah.
You're speeding up your metabolic rate and helping your body do what it wants to do.
Yeah, I actually, Bailey and I went shopping last weekend and I bought a pair of pants and they're already too big for me.
Last weekend, really?
Yes, I should have probably bought a smaller pair, but they're already, and I think last summer I was in a size 18.
Wow.
I was in a size 18 and growing out of it.
What size are you now?
Well, what I bought was a 12, but I think I needed a 10. Somebody even told me I should go to 9.
Yay. Let's applaud Nikki. Yay.
Thank you.
So you think this would work for basically anybody?
Yeah, I think if somebody was consistent in doing, you know, the vitamins and listening to their tones, I'm 100% sure that it would work.
That's great. Okay, we have actually pulled in a new staff member who I said you are the new guinea pig. Her name is Kylie. Welcome, Kylie.
Hello.
And she did a voice print earlier with Bailey, and we have her report here in front of us. So, Kylie, can you talk about the process here? Did you think this was kind of odd and different?
Yeah, a little, but pain-free. So, didn't hurt a bit.
So we asked you to come in here, and you basically did what?
I talked into the microphone what I had to eat today, and just a little bit about myself, I guess.
Okay, and what did we find out about Kylie?
Kylie, you're carnitine as well, and all kinds of studies have shown that people high in carnitine have trouble gaining weight. And yours is low, so you could think about taking some carnitine. Now, you don't want to take too much because it can be bad, but people with more carnitine in their system have trouble gaining weight. Your taurine is low, and it helps you in the digestion of fat. And it's available. It's an amino acid. Actually, we have it here, so I'm going to make sure you take that. And it shows that your norepinephrine is low, and it affects your dopamine and serotonin, which all have to do with your weight. They're neurotransmitters that stabilize your mood, and they work with your metabolism, and they're part of the four major reasons people hold on to weight. So if your norepinephrine's out, the others are likely to follow.
That I fix that.
Well, tyrosine is a precursor to norepinephrine, so you could... take the supplement tyrosine, which we also have here, or you could eat foods that are high in tyrosine. And I don't have a list of them right here. I usually know that stuff, but I don't have a list to tell you what they are right now.
Write that down.
So this process is fairly painless, quick.
Very quick. It took about 30 seconds.
Is this program hard to work with, Nikki?
No, it's not. It's a pretty simple program to learn to work. I wanted to tell you a story. I was getting my hair cut. She did a really bad job, by the way. But she asked me what I did, and, you know, it's hard to say what you do when you work here because people are like, yeah, you're kind of weird. But she had a weight issue, and so I told her about the bio diet and what we do with that. And I said, I want people to know it's not their fault that they're overweight. And she said, well, some people, it is their fault because they just eat and eat and eat. And I said, well, if they have an insatiable hunger, if they never feel full, if they crave certain things, is it their fault their body's not working right and telling them to keep eating, to eat junk? It's not their fault. And this program, I think, relieves people of the guilt they feel for being overweight because they can understand that it's not their fault. It's
it's a body's malfunction, and we can fix it.
Now, it's so hard to lose weight, especially in America today, what with fast food and, you know, and I was talking to Bailey about this the other day. It's expensive to eat healthy. You know, you really have to go out of your way to try to eat healthy. Is that a problem with you since you've been on this diet?
Well, Heather, you might slap me, but I said that. I had that same excuse, and somebody told me it was cheaper than heart surgery.
Good point. I'm writing that down. Cheaper than heart surgery. And that's a very valid point. Odette, since you've come over here to the States, you know, we always hear and we're told that America is one of the biggest, you know, in terms of weight issues, nations in the world. Do you see that's true?
As an outsider about the Americans?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and unfortunately, I can see that also about the Israelis.
Really?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. They're catching up with
Donald Trump. Is it because of fast food, too, or?
Yeah, it's the fast food, it's the lifestyle, it's the stress, it's, you know, all this put together, you know, all of a sudden you wake up and you see, you know, that you have gained so-and-so. So I definitely think that with the sound, you know, we can have an insight into the body where no, I think, blood, you know, or hair analysis can definitely look into, and we can see some inner profiles, and that should definitely put us on the right track.
So this is something you can take back with you and
yes,
share with...
Definitely. I'm looking forward to take it into my immediate, you know, acquaintances and basically show people that, you know, that it's really going to work for them. And that basically worked out for itself. You know, it takes a few cases, and then the rest will follow up.
Yeah, you're a big water guy, aren't you?
Completely. I think This is, I have taught myself, I put myself sound of water, and I drink water, and I end up, you know, not drinking water, but eating water. And it's a secret that I would love to share with anybody to understand that the body is craving more than anything water. But if we don't give the body the proper water that it needs, the body will know to find the water that it needs through food. And that's why we end up eating so much just to meet the body needs for water. But if we will address that, you know, by drinking the water properly as need be, and that's the whole, you know, it's a whole process of what kind of water to drink, how to drink it, and when to drink it, then you end up, basically, you find out that you crave less and less food because your body needs for water are met. So you're no longer looking for water through food based on what it has been used to. And I find it working with me, as you can tell. You know, I don't have trouble with weight.
No, you're definitely an in-shape type of guy. Is this something you can maybe incorporate with your bioacoustics approach to the whole water thing?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, completely. It's I found that the more the water in your system is vibrant, then the sound will be absorbed better in your body and will have a better effect, because the water is an agent that communicates to different parts of the body. You know, it allows information to travel from one place to the other place, and it assists and fastens things to be. So make sure that the water vibration in your body is high. That will assure you that you always have the energy that you need, and that you sustain yourself in much better health. And obviously food would be required less and less.
Now, I always wonder what different cultures think about bioacoustics. Have you had much luck in bringing bioacoustics to Israel?
Well, obviously, at the beginning, it always, you know, falls on empty ears, as you said so. But because the needs now, there are so many illnesses, there are so many new viruses, there are so many, you know, newly born diseases that people are fed up with all the conventional, regular things that have never really worked. So So whether they want it or not, you know, they are looking for something else that will hopefully, you know, will change their quality of life and their health. So I know this will be far more open. And once they see the results, you know, then it just will take off on its own.
Is your healthcare system in the same state or similar state that the Americans are going through right now?
Healthcare system as far as what? What do you mean?
Well, our healthcare system is pretty much going down the tubes right now. A lot of people don't have healthcare.
Okay.
I, for one, do not. Other countries have, you know, healthcare provided to them from the government at no charge. There's a lot of people in this country that don't have insurance, that they can't afford to be healthy.
Well, in Israel, unlike in America, you know, it's mandatory for every citizen in Israel to have a health care. It's mandatory. You pay for it every month, and whether you want it or not, you have a health care provider, which on one hand, you know, is... It puts you at the back seat because, you know, hey, I have someone to take care of me, so I don't have, you know, to put too much effort into that. But at the same time, they are there, you know, to guarantee you that when you're sick, then you have, you know, somewhere or someone will be taking care of you. It doesn't guarantee you that you will be healthy. And as you know, as we know, as I like to put it, you know, if you don't take the time to be healthy, you must be taking the time to be sick. And it's a lot more expensive to be sick. And people are obviously finding, you know, more and more with themselves that they cannot totally rely on the government to help. And if they don't take care of themselves, you know, they will end up, you know, basically in a place where they don't want to be. So they take far more initiative action into assuring themselves that they are not going to get sick.
That's amazing. So, okay, I've got about half past the hour right now. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back.
Do you have a group, organization, or club that would like to have an interesting and dynamic speaker? Then you're going to want to have Donna speak to your group. She motivates audiences towards personal empowerment, giving them tools for their personal and professional success. If you would like Donna Sebo to bring a presentation to your next event, call Delphi International at 253-582-5604. That's 253-582-5604.
BBS, you know you're Roddy best. Competition come, but them know them can't test. Hey, what's up? This is The Worderer. You can find me at thewerderer.com. But right now, I'm just showing much love to BBS Radio. Because if it ain't mainstream, then it's on bbsradio.com. Because BBS, you know you're Roddy best. Competition come, but them know them can't test.
Italy, the new name in electronic music, presents his new album, Looking at the Stars. Check it out at www.italymusic.com and here at BBS Radio, engaging music for all listeners.
And welcome back. This is Vocal Profiling Live. I am Heather here with several of our practitioners, including Nikki and Bailey and Odette. So earlier we were talking about some of our profiles we did with Dr. Ben Joseph's clients and listeners. He is a great friend of the show's. And we actually have on with us right now Trish, who had a bio diet profile done. Trish, hi.
Hello, how are you?
Thanks for joining us. We're doing great. How are you?
Great. Thank you.
So, Trish, can you explain to our audience a little bit about the process and what actually happened when you got your profile done?
Okay. In terms of the process, it really seems quite simple. You know, it's just that you start talking and you talk and I guess your voice is recorded. I would love to see how it all looks. I'd love to see it physically. But your voice is recorded and then someone tells you, fine, you can stop talking now. And then they start to tell you things about yourself and about your health and your digestion, you know, digestive processes and different things like this. So in terms of the process, that, you know, the speaking was very simple. And then I learned some things about myself that were kind of exciting to know. And I think they're going to help me a lot.
Okay. Let's see. Bailey, you did her profile, correct?
Nikki did.
No, that's Nikki.
Okay. Nikki, what kind of things did you find with Trish?
We found that her norepinephrine was low, the same as Kylie.
Yeah, how about that?
Trish, feel free to ask any questions you have.
Okay.
Describe what's going on.
All right. And I know that Dr. Ben Joseph mentioned that taking the melatonin at night before I go to bed would help to start boosting that that whole process of the dopamine and the norepinephrine. So I was curious, how does that affect the body to be low in norepinephrine?
What it does is it causes you to wake up tired,
mm-hmm.
feel jittery.
Right.
Attention difficulties.
Mm-hmm.
And do you struggle with depression?
And see this is what I think is so great about your whole sound health process, is that people are experiencing things. And whenever you're experiencing something and nobody really tells you why you're experiencing it, I think it starts to gnaw away at you and bother you. But if someone even tells you, you have this deficiency or you're low or high or this, then, you know, when you realize that your personality traits that are maybe seem kind of out of control sometimes are indeed something that's a part of, you know, your physical body is doing something and it can be corrected. So you don't have to wake up exhausted. And, you know, so, but again, like normally under most circumstances, people don't tell you this kind of stuff. And so to me, it was very helpful to hear that. It relieved me on one level. Just to know that it wasn't just me thinking that this was what was going on, but also it now I can address it.
You know, Trish, I fought depression for years, and I went to the doctor, and I was on antidepressants. And not one time did they say, hey, this supplement could help. This food
exactly.
could help. This...
Okay. Okay, great. I think we have another caller. Hello, caller.
Yes. Hello.
Hello.
My name is Janine. And I had a consult with you yesterday about a little bit of overweight that I cannot get rid of. And after your consult, I realized that what I was supposed to do.
Okay, Janine, can you hold on just a moment? We're actually talking with Trish right now. Trish, are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay, Janine will be right with you, so hang on, okay?
Thank you.
Okay. Okay, Trish, go ahead.
Well, you know, I really agree with you that, you know, just a few, first of all, the whole process, it just seems so amazing. So I'm very happy that I'm even able to learn about this whole process. It really is incredible. And then, just, you know, even some of the things you just did the profile the other day, so I haven't had a chance to act on some of the things you suggested I start taking. But you gave me a list of supplements, and I think, you know, that there were like four things on there or whatever. And I can't wait to start using them to help rebuild my health and take better care of myself. And it's kind of like, it's fantastic that this could be happening in such a simple format in the sense of, you know, for me, the patient, to be able to not have to go through invasive tests or anything like this, to be able to be told things about myself, you know, my weight, my digestive system. Like a lot of times, like we think we're doing something good for ourselves, eating something, and then if we find out that we actually, that you can't digest, oh, well, no wonder I'm still hungry when I'm done eating. And I just think that there's so many people who, if they could actually learn what's needed for their own particular body, we could be in so much better health.
Yes, Yes.
And that's exciting.
It is exciting. I'm excited every time.
Well, you're exciting too, Nikki.
Yes, right, exactly. Well, and then too, you know, you also emailed to me a profile, and this, like, for, I feel like some of it I would need some translation, interpretation, you know, just in the sense of I see some numbers here from 1 through 5. I wasn't sure, what the numbers mean. But so many of the things on that list, I mean, I feel like there's things I know about myself that other people don't know about me. And so the fact that someone could bring this out by listening to my voice and the pitch of my voice, to me, I think is really fabulous, because I think all of us have aspects to our personality that we don't know where they come from, frankly. We just live our life. And then to see that maybe some of this is coming from a lack of enzyme production, or my neurotransmitters are not strong enough. You know, I can just take care of myself and to make some of these things, you know, heal and feel better in my life.
That's great. Trish, so some of these things that Nikki told you that was going on, is this something that you suspected was going on?
Well, you know, I had no idea why.
Okay.
Like, you know, some of the things that I see, like sometimes where, and maybe many people do this, you'll take care of, like, unimportant things when something important is hanging over your head.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just like learning to kind of understand that sometimes if you're, you know, like I say, if I was told I'm low in neurotransmitters and it's having certain effects on me, and by taking a few supplements, I can start to feel more, you know, relaxed inside my own skin. I think that is really just a fabulous thing. I know that Dr. Ben Joseph says he's going to study the system, and I'm looking forward to it. And I know that I want to tell other people to, you know, please call you and have this kind of screening done, because it's fantastic.
Trish, how would you feel about being able to do these kind of screenings?
Well, you know what? I personally, you know, this is the kind of thing that I would actually love to do. I don't know, time-wise, like I said, I wish I had time for a second career, because this just seems like such a fantastic, I don't know, it's like it's a true gift of a deeper kind of medicine as I see it, you know. And so if I thought that I could fit it into my life, I would definitely look into something like this.
I would certainly love to have you.
Yeah, you were one of our favorite profiles. I heard the girls talking.
Oh, well, that's great. I mean, I know that I feel very enthusiastic about it, and I know that as soon as you're told things, they click, because you've been living this experience. And so to speak for, what is it, five, you know, it's less than 2 minutes that you're speaking, and then to have someone turn around and tell you things that, you know, like I say, it's not like I didn't feel any invasion of privacy. What I felt was a confirmation that the things I'm actually experiencing are not just in my head. I am waking up exhausted. I feel like I do not digest my food properly. I feel like when I eat, you know, certain foods, I get lethargic. And then the foods it was suggested that I, you know, eat more of those foods. I totally agree that those are the foods that I'm lacking in my life. I need more of them. I might be eating them, but I need to eat them more consistently. You know, because we get too busy or something,
mm-hmm.
and so we're rushing around at work to work, and so we might eat something that's, you know, I don't eat fast food or anything, but, you know, I might eat, like, some healthy crackers, but crackers, and then I'm told, well, you don't really digest carbohydrates properly, you know. So.
There's rice crackers. You can get rice crackers, Trish.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
I love them. They're so good.
Right. Exactly. I agree. I love them, too. So, and, you know, I can't wait to look further into this as well and you know, understand some more aspects of, you know, my body and my attention. And, you know, like I say, for example, I was asked, how am I about depression? And I would say that, like, I'm the kind of person that I constantly am working to be above depression. But you can feel it as this little undertow. And, you know, to just actually see that even those kind of things are being, like, shown in the voice profile, it's
Trish,
really...
you're really going to appreciate this. When I started here, I was told they noticed that I had energy, but it was forced energy.
Right.
And, you know, I moved around and I did what I needed to do, but it was forced. And just 2 or 3 months ago, that same person said, "You have it now. It's natural. You're running around here, and it's energy that you haven't had to force yourself to create. It's just there."
Right. Exactly. And that's what I felt like in this forms that I was sent, the 2-page document that you emailed to me, like on some of the things, like they're just so amazing. It's just like seeing yourself written out. I wanted to ask a question. The way that the chart comes, the correlate chart, it has like on the left-hand column, it has the emotional, and then it has the pitches like A or C sharp or whatever. Then it has a column of numbers, and then on the right-hand side is a physical. And does it read across, like, in other words, like the physical aspects that are on the right-hand side are the things in your physical body that kind of propel the emotional issues, or vice versa? I guess it's hard to say which is which, but are they connected that way across?
Yeah, sure, definitely. They're definitely related. This is like a body-mind connection.
Yes.
Emotion and the physical body.
Right.
Honestly, if you're running through depression, which is G, you know, then you obviously have issues with minerals that are not communicating the different parts of yourself.
Right, right. See, that's what I think is so amazing, is that, you know, we watch so many people who take so many pharmaceutical drugs to deal with issues when, like if you say, for example, if people are feeling depression, if they would just be doing something to utilize the minerals, you know, to either get more minerals in their body or utilize, in this case, utilize their minerals to improve that situation is amazing. On the numbers 1 through 5, are they a sign of like intensity, or is like one, you know, what is the difference?
These numbers that you're seeing are showing which notes or which energy in your body.
Oh, okay. The same as the scale. Like a 1 is a C and a G is a 5, like the fifth tone.
Okay. No. It has nothing to do with the fifth tone. You just said that the G is far more stressed. The more hits you have there, the higher the number, the more stressed is that aspect of yourself.
I see. So something that has a 5 means that you, in the profile, you saw more of that appearing.
More of that, exactly, yes.
I see. All right.
Out of balance. The number shows how much issues are out of balance, or elements, or whatever within your system. If it's zero,
right,
it's considerably within the proper balance.
Yes, I see.
So the G, obviously, here, as we can tell, and also the A, you know, with these higher numbers, are off balance.
Right. Okay. Exactly. So, and that's, and like the things I read here on this chart are, you know, very much applied to my own physical body. I can see that very clearly. So, and how long does it take to learn how to, you know, to, as a practice, how long do you, those of you who are practitioners, how long do you study to learn to do this?
Trish, that all depends on you. I'm a corrections officer. I did that for 7 years.
Uh-huh.
So I struggled a bit. I've been doing it for almost a year now. But I did struggle a bit because I didn't know anything about nutrition. I didn't, you know, I wasn't.
I see, help. Right.
I was in so, law enforcement. So it all depends on your background. And I can tell that you have a knowledge of nutrition and all those sorts of things. I wouldn't imagine it would take you very long at all. Are you familiar with computers?
Yes.
So I wouldn't imagine it would take you very long.
The actual course for to become a practitioner is a week long.
Mm-hmm.
And once you have completed that course and, you know, passed the requirements, got some case studies in, then at that point, if you feel you're proficient, and we feel you're proficient, you become a practitioner at that point.
Right, I see.
And most people struggle with the computer aspect the most. Most people struggle with learning, you know, how to run the computer.
Right, exactly. So if someone doesn't have a lot of trouble with that, okay, so, well, that's, you know, I like I say, I really hope to continue to learn more about this. I think it is totally amazing. I have so many questions I want to ask at some point, because I'm so curious how long each of you have been practicing, and, you know, but it's just, you know, I guess kind of even idle curiosity, but it's quite fascinating. I mean, like, as I said, I feel like everything that I was told totally made sense to me.
Okay, Trish, I thank you so much for calling.
That's my pleasure completely. Thank you very much.
You have been wonderful. Right now I have to get to Janine. Trish,
okay.
We'll be in touch, and thank you again.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Janine, are you still there? Janine. Okay, I think we may have lost Janine. Okay, Nikki, was that a normal profile you did for a bio diet? Was that an easy one? Was that a hard one? How does that usually work?
That was relatively easy. Of course, she had knowledge of nutrients and all those sorts of things, though. I told her what was showing up high and low in her system, and she understood. If somebody doesn't have that knowledge, we do our best to help them and make them understand what it is that they need. And she said how great it was that she knew why she felt jittery, and she knew why she was anxious and those sorts of things. So we've done a lot of research, and we might not have it on the top of our head, but we can certainly find it and figure it out. So if somebody doesn't have that kind of knowledge, those reports are a little harder to deal when you're not that experienced yourself, but there's always a means to find the information somebody needs.
Now, we get a lot of calls in here every week of people wanting to see Sherry and our practitioners for a lot of different reasons. And, Bailey, you talk to most of these people. What types of issues, not just with the bio diet, but other issues have you seen here at Sound Health?
We get asked just about everything. Here lately, a few just off the top of my head, we've been asked about Lyme disease, rheumatoid arthritis, macular degeneration is a big one that's kind of emerging right now. Hypothyroidism, did I say that?
Hypothyroidism.
One? Yeah, a lot of different things, none of them really in one certain category.
Now, I get questioned a lot about ADHD with children and
autism.
And autism is a huge one.
Yeah.
And I know Sherry has worked extensively with both and has had success. So, you know, here at Sound Health, we work with all types of things. Odette, what kind of things have you seen?
I'm primarily working with people with pain, you know, and also with depression, a lot of with nervous breakdown and things like that. But with the pain is the fastest results you get. You can sometimes, within minutes, you can see the pain diminishes and so forth. With the other aspect, it may take a little longer, but it definitely helped certainly to rebuild his nervous system into more strength. And a lot of people also have, that I deal with, also with chronic fatigue. You're probably, you know, familiar with that. It has become an issue, I think, worldwide.
Yes.
So we can definitely, you know, look into areas within our greater consciousness, you know, and pull out clues, you know, to wherever the system is broken, breaking down, wherever we're losing energy, and rebuild it back. So that's where I'm basically dealing with.
So
I would love to see, if I may just add,
sure.
I have a very much inclination now that I've learned of the new program to work with cases with kids of autism and ADD and ADHD. It's definitely promising for this field, because of the new programs that are uncovering a lot of issues that have been, for example, you know, vaccination, poisoning, and all kinds of other poisoning that are definitely affecting us. So it would be great to bring that forth for the seeking, you know, for those who are looking for it.
Okay. You know, bioacoustics is the wave of the future. It's a great alternative. It's a great complement to healthcare. It's a great validation for what you think is going on. We can tell from the sound of your voice. Your own voice can tell you what's going on in your body. Bailey, I know we have a huge wait list of clients to see.
but can you let our listeners know how to get in touch with some of our practitioners? Maybe they have a practitioner near them they can go see.
The best way to find practitioner information is to go to our website, NutriSounds.com, click on the Become a Client link, and at the very bottom of the page, there is a wonderful map that Heather's made.
Thank you.
And you can just search by state. They're all on there, all of our current practitioners, and that's the best way to find them. Or you could call in here and speak to me. I'm always doing referrals. It's 740-698-9119.
Bailey, are you going to kill me if I share with our audience the generous, oh so generous offering that you were going to propose to our listeners?
I'll let you do that.
Bailey and Nikki have done such a wonderful job doing our profiles for our radio listeners. We'd like to offer the same for our BBS listeners. And you want to do the bio diet profiles? Okay, and we'll, for the first three people to get in touch with us, you can call us, 740-698-9119, or email Bailey, that's Bailey, B-A-I-L-E-Y, at vocalprofiling.com, and we will get you set up, scheduled for appointment. All you have to do is call in, talk for a little bit, and it's easy as that. And you heard Trish talk about her experience. And hopefully yours will be just as positive. That's our goal, and we're out there, you know, wanting to help people. We want to educate people. What's our next upcoming class, our preview class?
That would be April the 9th.
From 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can do this all online. It's free for our BBS listeners, and we would like you to become a part of Bioacoustics. It's the thing to do. It's the emerging field. So we invite you all to join us again next week. Sherry will be back with us. And everybody who wants to be a part of us, give us a call. Have a good evening.